This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The question of the day is, what is the most irritating thing about traveling? Because I thought for the most part, smooth sailing for us.
I'm so glad you said that because I was very hesitant. Everybody, I mean, it's easy to complain about travel, right? This, and that. And when I talked to my wife last night after leaving the bar.
You could have talked to her at the bar. That's the whole point of having an Apple when you can do FaceTime. You just be doing that in front of everybody and making everybody else annoyed and listen to your conversation.
But I was telling her, like, as today's travel goes, like, it used to be travel was part of one of the best parts of the experience of getting somewhere. Now it's one of the worst.
Oh, man. But I
told her, as travel goes, there was supposed to be traffic construction around the airport in Houston. Got right in.
Which, I mean, it's been constructed. Like, IAH has been under construction for the entirety of my lifetime, probably.
Yeah. The security line wasn't long.
Pretty smooth.
Got through there. Got to the terminal and to the gate. No problem getting on. Plenty of room for luggage. Got to the flight. Hey, we're leaving early. We're going to arrive early. Smooth flight. Like, as today's travel goes, completely as good as you could get.
Minimum turbulence.
However, there was. So, Reggie, you were in front of me, and you heard this, and you didn't know what it was until I explained it as we got off the airplane. All right, so there was a woman sitting next to me, and the whole flight. I'm not talking about, like, just pre-flight before he wheels up and all that stuff. The whole flight on her phone, which is cool, and a lot of us, we all do that.
As long as it's in airplane mode.
With the volume up, texting, playing games.
Bling.
With the volume up.
Bling.
And I was telling you guys when we got off, I mean, it was beyond that. It was like a game, you know. And I was telling you guys when I got off the airplane, like, if you do that on an airplane in today's world, you're not forgetful. You're not just like, oh, you know, whatever, I forgot. You know, or you're just being, you know, ignorant. Nobody's ignorant of it. Nobody's forgetful of it. You're just rude.
No, you just don't give a damn.
You're just rude.
I don't give a damn about none of y'all around here.
Yeah, that's exactly
I'm keeping my volume up.
Yeah. Especially in the day and age where everybody's got some earbuds. Yeah, I mean, like, everybody has some level of headphone situation that you can use. Or, as you mentioned, you can just turn that volume down right quick.
Turn that volume down.
That is a possibility.
Now, if you ain't got no headphones, man, you got to take it to the game, man. You got to turn it off, man. You got to turn the volume down.
And, she was doing it the whole flight. And I didn't sleep, so it wasn't a big deal. But
It was
irritating.
It wasn't a super short flight. It wasn't a super long flight either.
It was almost two and a half hours. Yeah, 2.5 hours.
Other than that, pretty smooth flight. Funny enough, I don't think we coordinated to get there at the same time, but we all happened to get there at the same time.
Yeah.
But I turned to the text line where 346 says, worst thing about traveling is getting to the hotel and your bed ain't as comfortable as the one of your house. Yeah, it just doesn't fit your body right and you end up waking up. Thankfully, I don't know about y'all, I did not have that experience. Like, USAA is treating us real good.
Slept like a rock.
Out here.
Yeah.
At Army, Navy, we wanted to make sure that we get, in fact, not just like the accommodations, like everything. It is befitting of service academies and the service.
They run a tight ship.
They run a very tight ship. It's been regimented. Like, they were like, hey, at 10 o'clock, we are leaving. I looked down when the bus moved, and it was 10 o'clock and 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, they were there, bro. Yeah. We were moving, so.
Yeah. And everything was so easy, too, because usually when you traveling, it's always some type of issue with, the hotel. What hotel number is this? And what's your confirmation number? And they usually give you a lot of issues, and everything was so smooth, man. Yeah.
Unless you were Lopez trying to angle
get
for a
penthouse.
Upgrade. Yeah. Penthouse.
Hey, look, okay.
This dude got a penthouse. Like, is the room they gave you not good enough?
Well, okay. So, as you guys know, I spent the better part of 20 years traveling all over the country, all over the world, which is not bragging. It's because it gets very, very old. It gets very, very tired. It's cool, but it gets very old, and you're away from your family, and you join these clubs, Marriott Bonvoy in this case, for where we're staying. Okay, I put in all that time, and I go up there, and they go, oh, you're platinum, you know, blah, blah, blah. I said, I said, yeah. He goes, would you like me to see if there's an upgrade? Well, I sure do. So I got the upgrade. I got the better view.
Lopez was sitting there talking to that man for about 20 minutes.
I was working it.
he was the first one at the desk.
Yes.
I came second. I got in, got out. Reggie came in, got in, got out. And we sitting about 5-10 minutes waiting. He's sitting there laughing and giggling. I'm like, wait, what is he doing? He going to mess around, get a doggone hot tub in the middle of the
hotel. Well, they gave me the honeymoon suite. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
You got
the heart bed?
Nice little gift bag. I got a nice little gift bag from
with the champagne?
Had good, nice little sweets, little strawberries, all that good stuff.
Hey,
I earned that, man.
All right. Okay. I'm not arguing with you right now. But, yeah, the most irritating parts of traveling from the text line, from the 713, closed overhead bins and then having to check in. Like, so, you know, you're like, I'm going to carry on. And then say, actually, you can't. Here's an extra $50 that you got to come up off of you did not anticipate.
That's worst when they make you pay, too.
Yes.
Because sometimes, you know, they be like, no, we got you. You know, don't worry about that. Well, you got to pay too.
But at the very, like, even if you don't have to pay, now you got to go to baggage claim.
Yeah,
you do have to do that. Some other things: people in boarding group 3 and 4 trying to take a carry-on, they should know they aren't going to have any overhead bins available. Thankfully, we were lucky in that regard. Oh, okay. 619 was just like, you know, got having to use the facilities. A mile up.
Yeah, I was holding it the whole time because I had the window.
Yeah,
I wasn't about.
I hate going to the bathroom
on a plane.
Nah,
you're good on that.
I hold it down.
But if you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah,
true.
This is a fair one that we are. I think we kind of experienced from the 281. They said they just got back from Colorado. Cold weather clothes are too big and take up too much room.
Yep.
Your bag. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for sure. Like I had my coat in there, and I was like, oh, okay, so this is going to be a quarter of what I take.
Yeah.
We have to be a little bit more more diligent with what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, overall, pretty good travel.
I haven't seen any horror stories here.
I will say this about we flew out of Bush,
mm-hmm.
and I do appreciate they had those machines where you don't have to take your laptop out at TSA.
That was
so clutch, man, because I had a laptop and iPad, and they usually be like, oh, two separate bins for this
on top of
your bag.
And now they have them, but I've often wondered in recent travels, like, all the things that we can do technology-wise, and we still have to take our laptops out?
Yeah, I don't understand the taking the shoes off, man. Like, why do we still have to take the shoes off?
One dude messed it up for all of us.
I know, man.
One dude out there messed it up for everybody.
Don't get me started on my TSA rant. I think it's a doggone scam.
Yeah.
It's a doggone scam because why do we have Clear and all these other places where, hey, if you pay $100, you ain't got to do all of that. I'm like, I thought it was a safety thing.
Yeah.
So why do I got to pay to just go in like a normal person?
It's a safety thing for you brokey. Which, by the way, should I be concerned? Because I went through the scanner thing, you know, you raise your hands and everything. If you haven't been anytime recently, they have like the thing that goes around just to make sure that you're not packing nothing that you're not supposed to be packing, right? I walked out of that and she was like, I just got to check the back of your head. And I was like, what did it identify on the back of my head?
You got a plate in your head?
I don't think so.
Dude, I don't think so. The one time I flew out, man, I think the first time out the day Army Navy.
Yeah.
I had my hair up in the style, and
they told me
they got to check my hair, so they was all grabbing.
Everybody knows.
I'm like, man,
that's where you had a knife. Is in your hair.
I was so pissed. I'm like, man,
poking a pencil in there.
No, they were actually like sticking a finger in the bun. Pause. And I'm just like, man, I'm keeping my hair down next time I fly.
Now you did experience a little bit of that. I said it was all smooth, but Figgy was held up a little bit. 713 says, getting behind the people that only travel once or twice a year.
Oh. I thought about this too, because I was behind a family of four.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two, a mom, dad, and two kids, yeah, and with a stroller. I'd never seen an experience where it was just so easy peasy for them. It seemed like it's always hectic.
Yeah.
Babies crying, they trying to get stuff together. And I'm like, man.
Which honestly,
I always feel so bad.
I relate to
them
babies. The airport is a deeply unnatural place.
Yes, it is.
They're
yeah,
like, why are
yes,
we here? Is. What is going on? This makes no
it
sense.
It just feel like you're going to do something illegal and you're going to get shoved to the ground for something, man.
It is kind of sad, though, that it used to be so cool to travel and now it's like, oh, I got to travel.
It's stressful, man.
Yeah. I mean, but is it all bad? You can buy Panda Express at the gate.
Well, I went with the Schlotzkys because I didn't know if I was going to finish it by the time I got on the plane. But yeah, you got Panda Express. Good man, they got great food. In the E terminal in Houston. Yeah,
if you say so.
They do. They do. See, that's part of the benefit of
being a platinum member.
No. Of now that they don't serve meals anymore on planes, there's better restaurants in the terminals.
You said benefit, huh?
It's a well, I guess benefit. I sound like I work for an airline now.
So you do pay for it.
Yeah,
you do pay for it.